This is OPB. I'm Paul Marshall. Members of Congress and congressional candidates responded along party lines today to the U.S. Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. OPB's Bryce Dole has more.
Oregon Democrats said the ruling granting former President Donald Trump substantial immunity was potentially harmful to democracy. They said it placed presidents above the law. In a statement, Democratic U.S. Senator Ron Wyden said the court's decision, quote, added to its sordid record of dangerous decisions that take a wrecking ball to the pillars of American democracy. Oregon's Republican members of Congress didn't say much on Monday. A spokesperson for Republican U.S. Representative Lori Chavez de Remer sent a text message to OPB. He said the Congresswoman understands the Supreme Court's decision and remains focused on working in a bipartisan manner to address the issues Oregon families are concerned about. Joe Kent, a Republican candidate for Washington's 3rd Congressional District, described the ruling as a good step toward preventing political prosecution. Bryce Dole, OPB.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a ban on public camping in Grants Pass, but some cities in Oregon say this decision won't change much. KLCC's Nathan Wilk has more.
The Supreme Court overturned a lower court's opinion that the ban was unconstitutional. Now cities can place greater restrictions on sleeping in public. But in Oregon, a separate state law still requires camping bans to be reasonable in time, place, and manner. Kelly McIver is with the City of Eugene's unhoused response.
As long as those state laws remain in effect, the Supreme Court decision should have little impact on what we do here.
A spokesperson for the City of Springfield says the Supreme Court's decision may affect its camping codes, but it's still too early to tell. Last year, Springfield softened its camping ban to comply with the lower court's ruling and the new state law. This is Nathan Wilk reporting.